As the weather warms, please remember to koozie all cans. Koozie all cans at this time. This is the perfect pour.
Koozie it up, man. Because it's we did an episode talk about this. Koozies, they do actually perform mildly perform their task in a very mild way, but still they do. They technically keep that can cooler longer.
Right, mild to wild, koozie it up.
Yes.
Those your damn hot fingers aren't on the can, heating that shit up.
Keep the hot fingers off the can.
Well, and keep your hands from getting too cold. You know, you can still get hypothermic in the summertime.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I usually have that problem.
Yes.
I'm like holding the can. I'm like, God dang, this is too cold. I wish there was a solution.
Right. Condoms aren't just for him, but for her, too.
Like, what do I do?
On both ends.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour! It's a show about having fun with the beers. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Oh. Was that, we're doing old Budweiser stuff now?
What
year is this?
Taking it back to 1996.
Wow.
I don't even know if that's years accurate, but it's about
maybe. Who knows?
20-something years ago.
We're going to be hanging out with you, having some fun with the beers and drinking the beers and talking about the beers we had last week and beers maybe we're looking out for, and the listeners of the show call us. I'd like to give a special shout-out to our Icelandic listeners.
Yes, call in,
shout
Iceland.
Shout-out, Iceland.
I'll send you some money.
Yeah. Let's go.
Call.
Hey. Your Patreon support will be half as much.
Yeah, how does that work? I don't even know if it works.
I don't know.
Somebody from out of the North Americas can, yeah, surely I can. It's the internet. Internet doesn't care about borders.
That's right.
Internet only cares about money.
Shout out to our Icelandic listeners. That's funny. Yeah. Hey, some really good
stop
Icelandic
listening for free, Iceland. I'm sorry, Rat Sissy. What?
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just saying, like, send us some great Icelandic beer, not just Einstock.
Yeah.
Like, other great,
yeah, we've had,
anything.
We could get that in Fresno, California.
Right. At BevMo of all places.
Yeah.
That's so basic.
At the bottom, we're at the bottom of a valley in the California, and we could get that beer. Give us something,
can
some real shit.
Can you still call it BevMo, or are we calling it GoPuff?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you know, well, you said BevMo, but it's like GoPuff people now, right?
Who's the GoPuff people?
I don't know. I haven't been over there in a while. Did they change?
Wait, what? Yeah, when was the last time you were inside a BevMo?
About 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Did you not notice that there's like a huge like snack and grocery section in there now?
Yes, we've noticed that.
Okay.
I know the beer section was tamed down.
What the fuck is this?
But, yeah.
Interesting.
No, so the only thing we did do during the pandemic was drink. So we visited lots of liquor stores. And we do remember the BevMo going, we're closed for a while and then we're open and now we have a frozen door section.
Yeah, so that's all GoPuff. Like, and they do the whole delivery thing where it's like one flat rate. And if they can't get it to you in 30 minutes or less, then you get your delivery fee back. But it's basically for stoners, right? So you're just like, oh, I'm like too fucked up to go get my stick of butter and cookie dough. So I'm just going to do a GoPuff thing and then also get, you know, a 30 rack of Pacifico or something at the same time.
Throw the suitcase on there.
Yeah, just, you know, bring it on over. Because what goes better with cookie dough and sticks of butter and, you know, popcorn than a 30 rack of light beer?
I was just thinking that. It's exactly.
Like, I just like increased their buy-in by so much. We're like, wait, what? You can do that?
What?
Go Puff.
Oh yeah. Who wants to throw a culture item in first? First one that speaks gets it. Nick.
Oh man. No, I'm just kidding.
You breathed it.
I inhaled. No exhale. All inhale. So yeah, the BevMo thing is interesting. That was an adapt move to keep the include groceries in a beverage store.
Yeah, well, I think I'm not gonna say cripple DoorDash, but just kind of take a little bit of market share from DoorDash a bit. But I think GoPuff is a English type deal. Like it did not originate in the US, from what I understand.
Uh oh, another fresh and easy.
Kind of, yeah, actually. So we'll see. It stuck around, great. I think, a little bit longer than fresh and fresh and sleazy was in and out, man.
Now we have the Swede store, whatever it is, not Swede.
Aldi's.
Aldi's, yeah.
Aldi's, yeah.
Uh oh. Our money's not staying here.
Right.
Terrible.
I love gold.
Oh, a new beer I just opened up. By the way, I forgot to talk about the beers we're drinking. The tailgate beer I had was from Hops _ Hound. Protect Your Nectar. It's an Imperial Hazy from TF Brewing out of Salt Lake City. Now, it's a pretty nice beer. I think, I don't know if, because there's a bee on the label. And I don't know if it's supposed to have honey in it, but I felt like there was honey in it. And I don't know if it was mind games that the label played on me or if it really was honey in there. But it was interesting. I'll give it that. But I just opened one from Wazoo. Lords of Turbidity, hazy double IPA from Sliced Beer Co.
Slice. You've been sliced.
Love it. Again. I love it.
We're sensing a pattern.
What was it? You're just regular old Mikey on the streets and you like to slice between the sheets? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Whatever. That's what I always say.
That I came up with last week.
It's a good one. I've been using it all week. It's been quite successful.
Hey, babe.
Whether it's a slice or not, he uses that as the check-in.
Yeah.
It's too hot to be between the sheets right now. It's freaking
whoa. Yeah, it's going to be like 97 on Friday and Saturday.
Open air it.
What are you drinking there, Nick?
I'm out. I need to go get a new show beer, Mike.
All right.
Tailgate was calculated madness from New Glory / Altamonte.
Wait, where did you crazy, start on a culture item Altamonte. Yet, Nick?
Huh?
Did you start on a culture item yet, Nick?
Oh, I was trying to pull something together about the BevMo.
Oh, okay.
Things that
thanks for bringing back.
COVID remnants of. That still exists today.
Yeah.
And BevMo is one of those. They've managed to keep their frozen food section.
What do you mean? They like created it during the pandemic, I feel like.
Yeah, but they haven't said, well, that was stupid. Let's take it back out and put more wine back in.
Doubling down for sure.
Yeah.
I noticed
all the plexiglass is gone.
Yeah, which is a good move.
Yeah.
Dumb plexiglass.
More crap for the landfill. Thanks, COVID.
Right. So GoPuff has been around since 2013. Yeah. And they really got big after they acquired a UK-based company called Fancy something or other. Fancy something. I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
Fancy Pantsy.
Oh, it was just called Fancy. Sorry. It's not Fancy something or other. It's just called Fancy.
Were you working at Fancy Pantsy?
It was a UK-based food delivery service, much like Uber Eats. And then once they kind of acquired that, they have their headquarters now in Philadelphia, and they just kind of exploded. So they've got 15,000 employees. They kind of focused in on BevMo and said, hey, we're going to do this. People love to drink and snack and smoke weed. We can't get them the weed. We assume they already have it. We're going to get them the booze and the snacks. And you know what? I think it's a pretty good plan. It's simplistic. It's predictable. Like, you know, it's all good. Oh, there's a controversy page here. 2018.
Is it involved India corporate? Because I'm all about it then.
All about what? I'm
sorry. If it's indie or corporate, it's like is there an indie corporate battle that I can get behind?
Probably.
No, never mind.
Isn't there always?
Oh, it says here, this isn't indie versus corporate, but this is a great controversy, which is that Northeast University found that GoPuff mobile app was recording user interactions that involved personal information in 2018. Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Nikki Snakes. And,
the transmission resulted in video to website affiliation and analytic company Appsy, I guess. Anyway, so they criticized GoPuff for violating its terms of service and they got sued.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, shoot. But people are like, whatever. They bring me snacks in 3 minutes.
That's fine. You can take all that you want from my phone. I just give them my snacks.
You can listen to me as long as you bring me my Cocoa Puffs and my Cheetos.
Yeah, have fun listening to me. Listen to Bubba me.
It's kind of like when people are like, oh, you know, I don't like to talk around my phone or my TV to listen to me. I was like, who the fuck would want to listen to you, though? What do you say that's like so interesting?
Yeah.
And then nobody has pretty interesting stuff that a lot of governments would want to know about.
Mm-hmm. Well, my interesting thing is I'm drinking the very last Fat Tire that has 4 days left on its shelf life.
Oh,
the real Fat Tire, sad. The OG real FT.
A real amber.
It's getting a little cardboardy. It's kind of past its prime, I will say.
They should up the enjoy by day.
That's it then, huh?
That's it
for the OG Fat Tire. It's over.
I'm sure there's still some out there.
But I mean, you're getting the last, like, you're having to struggle to find what it was before, you know?
Yeah.
And so now after today, it's just, forget it. You're not going to, there's no having that old OG Fat Tire taste anymore.
You know what I could do is I can buy a Mr. Beer kit and get a Fat Tire recipe and see what I can do.
Scotty
I'm gonna
B
fill that fucker
dial
with
it in. Have you ever brewed, Stacy?
Only at actual breweries with other people, like doing just like fun. Kind of, you know, hey, here you go, pitch the malt. Mm. But I haven't actually.
I want to get the shovel. Whatever it is, when you shovel out the freaking old shit. Now I'll do that.
Yeah, you want to get into the vessel and like, because
those people get all the glory in social media, beer social media, the brewery, that person shoveling out all the spent grain and shit. That guy gets all the freaking time on Instagram.
Well, all you really need to do is just go down to Tioga Sequoia on one of those days wearing some rubber boots and have someone ask, you know. Take a picture of you, and you could be like, "Hey, I was the shoveler today."
Oh man!
Like, wow, what was that like?
It's big grain, am I right, guys?
Right. That was it.
All right,
last sip.
Oh,
done.
Bye, guys. Fat Tire.
That's all you wanted to come on here for.
That's it.
Oh wait, you're leaving the show now? Oh
man! Now I'm gonna open. A real something or other. I know.
Fajita? Fadilja?
Shut the fuck up back there. Shut up. House guests?
Doing a podcast.
You mean house ghosts?
House ghosts. Yeah, it was funny. I took a little nap at like 9:30. And then I came out front because I got your little text that said, you know, 10-minute warning. And they were like, how was your podcast? And I'm like, what? It hasn't fucking started yet. Okay.
Like, what the hell? I took a nap for like 10 minutes. You guys think I just did a podcast?
Right. You can't do a podcast in 10 minutes unless you're talking about nothing. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a Deschutes Freya Belgian Triple, bottle conditioned using Pinot Gris grape juice from Koshi Farms. I don't know if I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Koshi? 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 Wait. Is that a G or
Gucci,
C?
Gucci.
Can you guys see it? Is that Gochi or Kochi?
Kochi.
See?
Kochi.
It's a G, right?
No, there's a G. G-O-S-H-I-E?
Kochi? Yeah. G-O-S-H-I-E Farms. Gochi Farms. 9.4% alcohol. I got it up in the Pac Northwest, Pac NW.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. I know.
I love gold.
That's glass. Remember glass? Remember glass, everyone. Nice. What are you getting? What are you getting off that nose?
So be sure you have to get it really up in there.
Get in there.
Actually, a lot of stone fruit, which is surprising because I was expecting, you know, Belgian triple. I was expecting more, you know, like banana esters or herbal type stuff. But it's actually like super bright. Also, did I say 2019? That's when it was bottled.
Dang.
Pre-pandemic.
Wow.
What?
They didn't even
know. What does
that
taste like? What does freedom taste like?
They didn't even know it's about to happen.
It doesn't taste anything like it smells. Wow.
I wonder what that... is there a term really for that?
Yeah, I mean, there is some stone fruit on it, but it's actually quite herbal on the palate, like sage, fennel. That's really interesting. I like it. So, guys, Freya.
Belgian Say it triple. With me.
Freya.
Belgian triple.
Freya.
Yes. So from the throat now. Freya.
What else, Nick? We did the Bevmo thing, and then...
Yeah, we did the Bevmo thing. Vine Pear has a... sub-segment called Tap Lines. Mm-hmm. I believe this is their podcast.
Nogis.
What?
I mean, yes, go ahead.
No?
No, yes.
Wait, it's not their podcast?
No, it is. I said, I did an acronym. Nogis.
Nogis.
Nobody gives a shit.
Ah. Nah, is that like NIMBYs? Nah. Not in my backyard?
Yeah. I'm joking. Go ahead.
Well, you might. They are blaming line culture on Russian River.
Blaming?
Really?
Yes.
Do
line fests.
I think that's...
The line fest we know today exists because of Russian River. Hmm. Starting a double IPA festival in 1999.
Okay.
When Nogis, back when Nogis.
When nobody gave a shit?
Yeah.
So, this will be an interesting thing to interview them about at FWIBF Fest.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's probably accurate.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, come here.
Tell FWIBF what you feel.
Hey, FWIBF. I want to know. Are you responsible for line?
It's me, Rad Stacy from the Perfect Par. Hey, what are you doing with all the Lion Fest shit, huh?
I know what I want to know what lion is.
I will stand. I will actually get in. I will go find the longest line specifically to stand in, and I'll be like, "I want to know what this line is for."
You better do it.
I want you to. Now show you gotta do
it. I want you to pour it for me. Yeah,
I want to feel it.
Because I will tell you right now, I am the asshole that just goes and cuts. Like, I'll just go behind and pretend like I know everybody and say, hey, let's give me a little splashy splash, because I'm not going to fucking stand in that line. Like,
then you look back and
you don't pay for shit. You don't wait in line.
I don't pay for shit, and I don't fucking stand in the line. I go, I'm like, hey, I'm Rad Stacy. And they're like, oh, yeah, cool, cool, cool. And, like, they pour me some from.
What happens in Disneyland, Rad Stacy? What do you do in Disneyland?
I first of all, I don't go on the weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like if you're going on the weekend, then you're
well. Some of us families have to go on the weekend.
Hey, I have a family, and I plan. You ask for vacation, go during the week.
Yeah.
And but then you got to
pull your kids out of school.
Of course, yeah. School's for suckers, anyways.
Yeah.
Sending your kids to school.
Is that what you do when you go to the office? When you go to the office and you pull your kid out, you're like, school's for suckers!
No, I always tell them it's because somebody died. And then they are like,
oh, shit. They're like, oh, shit. Your kid has a lot of death in her life.
Yeah. They're like, what's the reason? I'm like, bereavement.
Her uncle died again.
Yeah. So many bereavements.
She has
so many uncles.
By the way, she has like 80 uncles. Okay, so it's gonna happen once in a while.
Yeah, we're Pennsylvania Dutch. Okay.
Yeah,
and the funerals are always at Disneyland. I mean, that's how hooked up.
My family just loves fucking Disneyland. You say it like that in the office, you're just like, man, we fucking love Disneyland.
Okay. Well, you said we love fucking Disneyland.
Wow.
But that's a whole other thing.
Wait, do people...
If only we could.
Do people...
I'm not allowed to go back.
I feel like... I have no idea, but I feel like there must be a blog of some sort of, like, people fucking in Disneyland. Is this, like, a thing?
Oh.
Has people done that?
That sounds like a... Yeah,
I mean, 100%. Like, if...
But how? There's so many people there. Well, I mean, if you go on, Tom Sawyer's Island, there's
the hedges. Look for the hedges, the hedge.
But then there's cameras on Tom Sawyer.
Yeah,
you see, they had a fire. They had a fire at Disneyland this week, guys. There's a fire.
What? Yes. Really?
Yeah, the dragon from the show, the fireworks show, and the nights, the Fantasia.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Caught fire.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Also, you know, if you go to the It's a Small World ride and you tell them that you are handicapped and can't be on the ride with anyone else, that's a great ride to fuck on. You can just be like, I can't, I'm sorry, I have a thing, I can't be on this ride with anyone else. And then just you and your friends get on there and have an orgy. It's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pro tip from Rad.
Because there's not a boat in front of you and a boat behind you.
I think
they
still
see.
But
they're not going to report you. I mean, these are like freaking 18-year-old kids running this.
This
is going to
be like, let's just let this go. Let's just let it happen.
Yeah.
See what happens.
It'll run its course. Guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at this guy. It's going to last 2 minutes.
Yeah. Listen, by the time they get to, you know, Hawaii, then we should stop them. It's almost over.
The country of Hawaii. What are we talking
about? Pro tip.
What are we talking about, Nick? I'm sorry.
That's cool, sir.
drinking in Disneyland, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a question about what you do at Disneyland. I mean, well, you've gone to California Adventure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And had the whatever. Whose beer
trolley.
Is there?
Red There's Trolley Ale. Carl Strauss.
Yeah. Red Trolley. That's right.
They've adopted Ballast Point, obviously.
That's right. Yeah.
And I do believe I still saw Golden Road.
Rough.
Oh, Golden Road. What are they up to nowadays?
Just basking in the sun after cashing that check.
Still living off of their AB InBev money.
Mm-hmm. Talk about fucking Disneyland.
Yeah, talk about fucking Disneyland and fucking in Disneyland. That's all Golden Road. So when I go to California Adventure, though, I go to the winery place because I, you know, I like wine. So
get
ripped. They also have beer.
They do.
In that winery place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's somewhat hidden behind the hedge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a slightly elevated. So you have like great people watching vantage point.
Right. And, you know, crime doesn't climb. So if you can make it up to the hill, you know, you're kind of safe.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
from all
that.
the rest of the people.
Yeah.
You're in the high crime area of California Adventure.
Right. Behind the orange curtain.
Yeah. stay away from that. That river raft.
Yes.
Do you guys care or want to know about the anti-woke ultra-right beer that was made in response to Budweiser?
Yes.
Well, I know. It came, got revealed what brewery was making it, and like basically the employees started leaving as soon as they found out. Or something.
Yeah. Well,
they're like, we're making this for what?
We're doing what? Well, so what it comes down to is the brewery that actually made it was just a contract brewer, so it wasn't. They were kind of just, you know, going along with it. But they did shop real breweries at first, and they were turned down once, if not twice, by a couple real breweries. And this contract brewer finally took the bait and made it, and it happened. But there's nobody really to blame there except for they were just doing their job.
I guess they didn't
stop it, which is equally as bad somehow, but... They didn't sign up to go along with it. They just knew they had an order come in and they had to make some fucking lager.
Well, it's just a dumb shit mess. That's probably just gonna be already gone, like already moved on from by next week.
Oh yeah. We'll be back to the newest hazy by next week.
What's worse?
Well, speaking of like contract brew, I know on the Perfect Pour page, there are folks talking about the long history of contract brews. And I thought it was funny, like people always have like this opinion on you contract out, but my most famous memory of like a contract brew where I was like, oh, this is a good thing, was when I went to Slow Brew and had a full tour and saw a whole bunch of, I don't want to say their name, but it's that Clovis brewery from the the German trained brewer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just don't want to say it like Beetlejuice, like they'll fucking appear. And I can't say it, but you guys know who I'm talking about. And I was like, oh shit. Like you guys brew their beer. And they're like, oh yeah. You know, they asked us to, and I said, well, I actually want to taste it now, 'cause it's probably not fucking infected.
At least made properly, at least.
Exactly. I mean, like, because I never thought that the beer recipes were necessarily bad. I just thought that he was bad at doing whatever he was
doing the processes of making beer properly.
Right. I was trained in Germany. Well, you should get your fucking money back.
You were late to class a few times, maybe.
Yeah. I can't with that guy. And I can't say his name because that was like a whole nightmare for me. But anyway.
Beetlejuice.
Well, that was also like version 3.0 at that point. Like they'd already failed at their own place. They've already got kicked out of Costco. And now they suckered a whole nother place into
Yeah.
making beer for them.
And I remember I specifically asked the guys at Slow, I said, hey, you didn't take like any of their yeast strains, did you? Because
you're going to burn down the brewery.
Yeah, because you need Raid now. Like you need to just burn down your fucking brewery.
You need a lot of DEET. You're going to have to fucking DEET this whole place.
Yes. Yeah, you've got crotch crickets in every fucking kettle over here if you're using that yeast. You cannot.
Wow. Brewed with real crabs.
But the guy looked concerned. He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, hey, listen, if it's already done, then you're fucked. But I'm right. I was just too asking
late.
Questions.
Too late for you.
Don't yeah. bring it to 11.
And they were like, oh, do you know them? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I wish I didn't.
Anyway, so coastal weather, huh?
How about those?
About the coast? How about that Madonna Inn, huh? Crazy right. place, huh? They got a different Alex room. Madonna? Every room's a different room. It's pretty crazy.
What time's Madonna going on again?
Yeah. When is Madonna's set?
Have you guys stayed at the Madonna Inn? You have,
yeah? I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Which rooms?
I was in a horse, like a carousel horse room.
I've stayed in that room.
The green
Ooh,
room?
Creepy.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Yeah, was it green? And it had like the horse, yep. like yep. Chandelier?
Yep. We stayed yep. in the same room. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And yeah. And it was, it was just us as a couple. It was not with the child. So, I mean,
yeah, same.
I won't fill in the blanks for that.
Yeah.
when parents get away from the child, what happens?
Just you, your spouse, and the horse. Eh?
We sleep. We sleep. Same. We go to sleep. We finally get some rest. Some nice rest.
And the weird green carpeting. Where you're like, is it cool to walk barefoot on this? I'm not sure.
Probably.
I don't know. I did.
I got a postcard with our room. So.
See? Yeah. Well, oh you if you don't do that, then you didn't get the whole experience.
Yeah, like, second shower, man. This is a real estate. And look, it's a postcard of it.
It's a postcard.
So it's pretty important.
That's so funny that you've stayed in the horse room. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That was just a random. I didn't choose it. It's just that's what happened. But.
Yeah, I think it was the same thing. Well, no, I was like, hey, has Mikey stayed here? Like, oh, yeah, he stayed in the horse room.
He's like, oh, yeah. Like,
We want the same room.
He signed the horse for some reason. We couldn't get him to stop.
Mikey's horse.
Is he still here? Mikey was here. Whoa, boy.
Whoa, boy. I don't know if you guys have been to the banquet room at all. Mm-hmm. But the men's room, the urinal, is a rock waterfall.
Yeah.
Yes. I was escorted in there to see it because everyone was like, you got to see this. Let's wait for all the guys to stop.
Yeah, that's one of those bathrooms
see.
That you just expect women to walk in because, yeah, every guy does it. Like, oh, you got to see what's in there.
Yeah, I just peed in that.
Wait.
I just peed in this waterfall. Check this you know, out. All it is it's just a waterfall that's fed by urine. I mean, there's urine in there from like the 50s. It just keeps like recycling through.
Paul Anka's urine still in there.
Yeah, Paul Anka. I've seen him live.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show.
Oh, wow.
Of all places to see Paul Anka live.
Right.
Yes.
Have you had the pink champagne cake?
Of course. You can't go there and not have that.
I'm just checking.
With all the little pink turtles.
Check out
on
the
it.
Madonna. Uh-huh. This episode of The Perfect Pour is sponsored by the Madonna Inn in San Luis
Ask
Obispo.
Ask them what time Madonna goes on. They love it.
That's right.
When at the front desk, please ask them, what time does Madonna go on? And they will set you up with the horse room.
That's right. And fun fact about the Madonna Inn, they have an amazing bar, but no draft beer, guys.
Oh,
no draft
beer. They didn't want to deal with that draft
system.
Supposed
to be drinking Manhattans there. What the hell's wrong
hey,
with
that? Hey, you don't have to bother cleaning a draft line when you don't have a draft system.
That is very true. And they always front fed their beer stock. So you had to get there early to get the fresh shit. Yeah,
you don't want to see what's in the back of the... No rotating. You don't want to see in the back of the fridge. That could be
burst in, last out.
Oh, if you if you want to get pre-buyout beer, ask the bartender, like, look in the back of the fridge.
Reach for way me. In the
factual. Yeah.
Maybe they got some of that fat tire back there. They probably
I'm sure they do. They were a pretty good fat tire account, actually. Fat tire bottles all day.
Wow. So there you go. You want some pre-buyout fat tire, check out the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo. Open every day, even holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I am actually going. Yeah, I'm going over there this not to the Madonna Inn specifically. I actually don't know where I'm staying yet. So it if there's any Pismo listeners or slow listeners, we can have a get it today. I'm heading there to you now.
Right now. Friday. I'm on in route. At Kettleman City, at the In-N-Out at Kettleman City.
Yes. Bring me some beer at the In-N-Out. I'm ready. It has been a week, y'all. I can guarantee you that Friday by 4 p.m., I am ready to receive your beer at the In-N-Out in Kettleman City.
Right. You're set up in a booth in and out of Kettleman City just waiting.
That's right.
For someone to show up.
And it doesn't have to be craft. I mean, you can bring me whatever.
Yeah, you know what? When I'm in Kettleman City, I don't give a shit. Whatever beer you got.
whatever arrived within the last 6 months, I'm cool with.
I don't care if it's freedom beer or communist beer, whatever, man. Just
no ultra right beer, please.
No anti woke beer. It needs to be woke or I'm out.
Nothing involving woke. Either no anti-woke.
There's lots of rules here. Woke. Rad Stacey doesn't pay for things.
So I'll take some water, doesn't wait in lines.
And that's no right. Anti-woke beers. All right. Building the list.
The fact that I have to pay for a hotel at this point is just like really fucked up. I'm waiting for somebody to come through with a...
I'll bet you could stay in Iceland for free if you mentioned the perfect pour.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure I could. Hey, Icelanders, call in. Let me know where I can stay. I know my way around the Ring Road. It's just one road. So
I know my way around.
Good luck.
The road that goes around. What else? So we got anything else, Nick?
That's enough from out of me.
Do you have something to share with us, Rad Stacy?
Well, I would just like to say that, hi, I got us tickets to the Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Fest. I am going. Hi. We are media performers or whatever the fuck they're calling us. So call in and convince Mikey as to why he needs to cancel whatever he thinks he has going on during that weekend and needs to go with me.
Well, or, I mean, I got to go Home Depot. On that Saturday.
You gotta wash your hair.
Yeah, I gotta get some border for my bathroom floorboard, border baseboard.
That's a really fancy way of saying you have to trim your pubes that weekend. That's all right. Well, okay.
I mean, it needs to happen.
I mean, it makes it look bigger, you know?
Yeah.
My topiary below the belt needs attention.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
So familiar.
I'm more of a Sago kind of guy, but sure.
Well, anyways, I'll be there. So any of you other focals, just look for me with the media pass. I'll be like, you know, waving it around at
media!
People. Until,
media!
Yeah. Media doesn't wait in line.
Yep.
Media just gets right first up to the front.
Media.
First batch of everything.
You don't want me to write a 3-star... instead of 5-star and on tap, do you?
That's right. And you know what's really cool about it is we get to go on Friday, you guys, and that's a fun little
Friday's morning history.
Yeah, Friday is honestly like the real ticket, like going in and getting intimate with brewers,
what
whatnot.
You can, you know, up in their booth with the Russian River couple. Be like, mm-hmm. What are you guys doing later? You guys going to hold back to where room you guys did?
You in the horse room?
Yeah, you guys in the horse room?
Yeah, I'll break the ice with them by going, hey, I can tell it was you guys because of the line.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call, callback there, Brad Stacey. I do believe, was there any lines that started before Pliny the Younger lines or Pliny the Elder lines? Like what brewery can claim lines? A line fest.
I honestly can't tell you who, but here's the thing that Firestone Walker Invitational does is they put out like a little schedule that will say, you know, when breweries are tapping certain special beers. And so if you're by the stage, it's usually like you have this special responsibility to bring something really, really cool. So usually it was, I was almost always by the stage because I would bring something, you know, barrel aged or some special sour that was not like readily available anywhere else, keg only kind of thing. And then we would usually be near Lagunitas, Sierra Nevada, maybe Stone in like the very early phases of, mm-hmm. Of the Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Fest. And they would say like, okay, you know, you can't tap these beers until this certain time. And folks would start to line up. So for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's when it would happen. And then because also we got to pour for an extra hour, like everybody else in the regular part of the festival had to shut down at like 4.
Yeah,
but we got to pour in
suckers. 5.
Yeah, and people were like, what is it like? What are the Elks?
What are the Elks like? What kind of Elks they run out there? Crazy. Like you would believe the Elks they got.
But I could never tell if people were lining up because they actually knew what was about to be poured.
Or they're just like, oh, a line.
If they were just sheep, you know what I mean? Like just getting in line because, well, this other dude got in line. So then I got in line. But it was really just for the porta potty.
Have you had a chance to look or if they released or have you had a chance to look if they have? At the lineup at Firestone Walker?
The actual lineup, yeah. I looked yesterday, and it said that they're still finalizing stuff.
Oh, okay. They haven't released it. So. I'm wondering
hey, Rad Stacey's going to be here, but that was it. That's all they had.
What? And they're like, you know what? Rad Stacey's going to be here. Just show up.
Just trust us.
I'm wondering if Stone, does Firestone Walker Invitational have a strict indie only policy, or is it like whatever, bro?
I mean, can they really?
Yeah. Well, not. I mean, they could have a craft beer policy, like what is this considered the 30% rule?
I don't know.
They could adhere to that. So I'm just wondering if, like, is Stone allowed to be at Firestone Walker Invitational now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because Firestone technically is not 100% indie. So no, I just feel like that would be pretty
hypocritical. They are not indie anymore. So why? So are they allowed to be at Firestone Walker Invitational? So.
I don't know. I don't actually don't even know if New Belgium is allowed to be at Firestone Walker Invitational.
Ooh.
Anymore. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to be there.
Well, maybe next week we can see the lineup release. Maybe. They'll be release the lineup.
Yeah, I'm looking it up again right now.
Every Friday, new music comes out every Friday now instead of Tuesday. Did you know that, Nick? That the Tuesday thing has bullshit. Been gone for years.
I know.
Like, realized that recently. I started getting back into music releases and I was like, all right, Tuesday. And then I come to find out they moved it to Friday a long time ago. I'm like, I'm stupid.
Bullshit. Thanks, Spotify.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mikey, did you do Record Store Day?
I didn't. I was feeling under the weather, and I didn't have enough gumption to go out. Did you go out?
I did not.
Oh, what?
I didn't either.
Sad. The three of us? Did Matt go out at least?
Saturday. What was I doing Saturday?
Yeah, what the hell were you doing? No, you went to a Volkswagen thing.
I probably did.
Social media says you went to a Sunday, VW Sunday is NOS.
Sunday's the day I go to Northern California for a Volkswagen show.
Well, is it every Sunday?
No, this is our grand show for the year, our big event.
Northern California, you mean Madera?
Yes, I do.
Merced.
I crossed the line. Mm-hmm. Into Madera.
It's really technically you just have to get to Chowchilla to get to NorCal. Then you're there.
Well, Madera is NorCal. If you want to,
isn't Madera past the line?
Yeah, Madera is past the line. Yeah. If you're technically in Northern Cal, if you want to completely remove Central from California's equation, then Madera is Northern California.
Fresno is. Yes, Southern I was doing California. Something Saturday. I was at a car show. Out in the Brown Sign Town.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
I watch every fucking move you make all weekend, yep. Nick.
Every move you make.
I was polluting. I was expelling my carbon dioxides in Clovis.
Wow.
Yeah. The signs turned brown and you said, nah, we're not turning around.
It's like, floor it. There's a Prius ahead of us. Floor it.
Keep going. Your eyes all, no, I don't. I feel wrong. No, keep going.
Keep going.
So she stopped the car and pulled over the side. She's like, I'm not a part of this. You're going to have to drive.
Let me out.
Let me out of the car. Right there, Willow and Bullard and Willow. She's like, nope.
I don't go past that sign.
Except there's like an invisible like slingshot just bringing her back, like just blasting her back to Fresno. Bye.
Wow. Bye.
So the very last post from the Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Fest was March 10th. And that was the announcement of the Brothers Comatose headlining the 2023 Invitational.
Have you heard of this band?
Which is a band, and the fact that they're called the Brothers Comatose is—that's
a bad band name. That is a name of a band that just shows up.
They look comatose. I'll be honest.
That's the name of a band that shows up and plays for money.
Yeah,
that band doesn't have a fan base, doesn't have a tour, might not have albums, but they play and they get paid.
Yeah, so it's the Brothers Comatose Band and the Mark Adams Band.
Oh, yeah, Mark Adams. He used to be my manager at Vaughn's.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Are you serious? I think I had a Mark Adams as a manager. I'm sure it's not him, but.
Did he shred?
He's shredded, bro.
Red line. All employees red line. I'm about to shred.
Well, Mark Adams recently shared that he will be at the Firestone Walker Invitational. He's super excited.
Can you pick up the robot, please? Can you pick up the robot? Sean Maxstein's employees, pick up the robot.
Yes, boss. What's going on? What's the emergency?
We're out of spam.
he invented spam.
Could somebody go get some fucking spam from the fucking back room so they can stop asking about it, you idiots?
So the first two Thank comments you. On this Brothers Comatose post, though, is hell yes, boogie time. And then awesome, we get ear snacks. And I'm telling you that ear snacks...
I'm here
for the fucking ear snacks. Okay?
Hashtag ear snacks.
And then finally, the third comment.
Wait, stop,
where's
stop.
Where's the fucking brewery list? Finally, somebody asked.
Finally, a real person. Could you give me the fucking brewery list instead of listing these ridiculous bands?
Yeah. And then number four is looking for tickets. Anyone selling?
Anyone selling? Bro?
And
bro?
Who has tickets
bro?
For sale? Who's got
tickets, bro? I know who's somebody.
My favorite is who's holding.
Like, Wazoo!
Oh, and then somebody said, message me. Hey, I got your fucking tickets.
Message me.
Yeah.
Fresh for printed today.
$1,000.
Right. Oh, should have gone in as media, bitch. Yeah,
a new comment just posted, hashtag Rad Stacy doesn't pay for shit.
Doesn't pay for shit.
By anonymous. No. I don't know who's
anonymous. I saw Rad Stacy typing.
An honorary member of the I Don't Pay for Shit Club.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we need to talk about? Anything else? You
how to not to pay for shit for $49.95.
Hey. That's right.
Hey, kids. Kids, come on. We're taking up the internet. We're taking up a lot of internet space here, guys. Let's come on. Let's condense this. What are we doing?
Fuck, man. All right, how to Dad. Not pay for shit.
Yeah.
Express course, $49.95.
Oh, you're going to do a course on
But wait, there's more.
But wait. Upgrade to the VIP package.
That's right. Exclusive access to my blog.
I did not wait in line.
Hey, yeah. I think Rad Stacy should build a course here, guys.
It's true.
I think we pay some money for it.
I'll show you how to have confidence and not give a fuck. Just walk up like you own the place.
Damn it.
It's true.
Where do I sign?
I'll be by tomorrow. I'll show you where to sign.
I have an industry announcement, a beer for everyone to look out for. Sierra Nevada Summerfest has released their lager. It's back.
In April?
In April? Are you mad?
Yes, this is what Sierra Nevada does to us. They make a seasonal beer and release it 3 months early.
Release it in this different season.
Comes around
the season before the season, they release it then.
You like celebration ale? Have it in October.
Yeah. Celebration end of September.
Release.
Yeah. So there you go, Summerfest. Summerfest lager. It's released now. Go get it.
I just recall being begged to take on a whole bunch of Sierra Nevada Summer Fest in like October.
Can you take this, please?
It was terrible. It was a BOGO deal, right? Like,
what is that?
You know, buy one, get one.
Oh, okay.
Hey, get a half barrel, get another half barrel. So I got like three half barrels plus three half barrels. And I had to call it something else because nobody was buying Summerfest in October.
It's Oktoberfest.
I made it work.
Now it's Oktoberfest.
Jesus.
Yeah. Or call it Lagerfest. Now it's a Lagerfest.
Lagerfest.
I think we called it like Goldie's.
Just put Russian River on it.
Goldie Bitches Blonde or something, and then people bought it. They're like, we're in love with it.
Oh, Goldstein's, huh? Yeah, he did a little change up. Is there somebody?
We're woke, but sex still sells. Is that what?
Hey,
you're
listen, it's. I was stuck with about 80 gallons of something.
You did nothing wrong. I'm just noticing the trend here.
You gotta do what you gotta do. It's a Tower District, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I stooped very low. I apologize.
Who does the sign work there at the Goldsteins? Is there a specific person or does somebody get trained on them?
A lot of us that did it. I only did it when I had to because I wasn't very good. But there were several people who were very, very good at creating the signs. I would say that Val was one of the best and Shayna was actually pretty good too.
Aw, Shayna.
Brittany was also very good. It looked like a 5-year-old did it when I did it, but
oh no,
I was like, hey, listen, it's got the ABV. It's got the fucking price.
Yeah. It's got the outs.
What do you want? It's got the outs and the price.
Poignant.
It's all we need.
Got to the point.
It's technical writing. It's concise. Right.
I did make a one that had like a Bigfoot on it though for Sierra Nevada at one point. And I did all right. Yeah.
How many toes did you have?
I think I just did his like bust. I don't think I did any toes. I just, like,
you wanted to do his penis. You come on.
It was his woolly penis. And then,
come on, it's the Tower District, guys. Come on, we can do it.
Woolly.
You know, I handed my husband this triple, and then he never came back with it.
Hey, that's a good house. He's smart. She won't remember.
He doesn't pay for shit either.
Glug, 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 glug. He's like, I live by, I took the course, the Rad Stacey course on how to not pay for things. True.
Man,
I'm living my truth.
Living by the rules. So I'll be back to go get some of that because that's actually really good.
All right. Moving.
Lots of noises.
Moving on.
Unless
there was something you need to share still, Nick.
Yeah, come see me at a car show this weekend.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542 is our voicemail line. It's open 24/7. No matter what country you're in, if you're in Iceland, I don't know what you have to dial to get to the States, but you probably know. And maybe if you give a shit about ever calling the United States, you do that and then you call 559-492-0542. Or if you want to send it through the internets, you can send it to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. And let's start. I do like to start with traditionals. So let's see if we got any traditional voicemails. And I believe we do.
This is Paul. Regarding that New Belgian beer that I was talking about. Clutch. No, it was not Clutch, although I did have Clutch and it was awesome. This one was called Gratzer. And it was a collab with Three Floyds. I don't remember that. The label was cool. It had like a bunch of zombie looking people on bikes. But yeah, it was like a slightly tart porter. And it was 4.2%. But I just remember loving that. It was like back in the day when I would go into BevMo. The same time where you would go into BevMo and there would be a huge Rebel IPA display. Like, there was a period at the same time where you guys were like refusing to drink Rebel IPA. There were like 8 different variants of Rebel IPA.
Like, no,
you go into BevMo and there would be this gigantic, every different version of Rebel. Try it now. But yeah, pretty much every Lips of Faith beer that came out, I would try. And BevMo, unfortunately, was the place where you would find them. So yeah, Gratzer. Polish. I've been, just on a side note, on a tangent, I watch a shit ton of Polish TV and movies on Netflix.
Amazing.
So, quick reco, Polish TV movies on Netflix while you're drinking a Gratzer, which doesn't exist. Lastly, to your description of the Bluetooth guy at the Beer Fest. Had me in stitches. I'm actually still giggling because of it. So thank you. Cheers, Chew. Cheers to you guys. Keep up the good work, guys and girls.
Whee!
Ooh.
Yeah, that's so funny. Gratzer was actually one of the last Lips of Faith, like under the Lips of Faith line that we ever made. So thanks for bringing that up. That's one I hadn't thought about in a long time. And that had a super cool zombie label, I remember. I remember it. I actually featured it at the downtown Fresno Beer Fest, whatever the hell that was called.
Suds in the City.
Suds in the City. Yeah, thank you. Yep.
And nobody gave a shit because nobody at Suds in the City.
Nobody
at Suds in the City would care about that.
That's
like,
true.
Is this a Bud Light beer?
When it was in the stadium.
Yeah, when Riot Police had to push me out of the stadium.
So when I featured Gratzer, I remember it specifically because I actually had Valleywide make me like a a backdrop banner of the Grotzer label because I thought the zombies were so cool and it was around Halloween time. And it was when it was on like the walkway, like actually on Fulton before they tore it up and created the drive. Oh. Yeah. So it was like one of the first ones.
I remember that one.
Fun fact.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Dopey and Florcies calling you from outside Panthers Arena in Sunrise, Florida, after the Bruins beat up on the Panthers. Ooh. Little playoff hockey.
It's hockey, baby.
So Steve and I, pre-gamed it with a River Styx
Twix
and Kit Kat Imperial 12% Stout.
Oh, my God.
And after the game, we are enjoying another Imperial Stout candy with these guys. You never know what they're going with. But, pretty good stuff, but
it doesn't matter. Bruins win. Bruins win 2-1.
You can tell Steve's a little excited. So, hope everybody's enjoying some good beers. Check your dates. And Kent, bring on the Kraken.
Florida.
Dopey.
Florida.
I'm drunk.
Oh my gosh, guys. Enjoying some NHL Stanley Cup playoff action.
Nice.
Too warm for that.
Apparently, they're going to play the Kraken. Seattle's Kraken. The Kraken in the
Krakalakken.
My Canucks didn't make it, so when the Canucks don't make it, I just shut it down. I don't know what's happening.
It's over.
Pretty sure the Rangers are still in it.
Good morning, Perfect Four. It's Johnny. Yeah, drinking in the Northwest. Well, not right now because it's Sunday morning. I had to go get a coffee. Anyway, you guys should have came up this week for vacation. It would have been perfect. Yesterday, made the trip over the mountains, 3-hour drive to the Palm Springs of Washington. And yes, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Yakima, the Palm Springs of Washington."
Yakima.
It is the hop capital.
It's hot.
You guys know that. 75% of the hops produced in the United States are from the Yakima Valley. Anyways, we went over for what they call he works for one of the largest hop producers. He's got his own little macro brewery in his garage. And for his birthday, he has a big festival every year at one of the local breweries in Yakima called Wandering Hop. Breweries. $40 gets you a ticket, gets you 15 4.5-ounce tasters and a glass. A lot of fun. We were there for a few hours.
Glassware.
Then we went over and checked out one of the other Yakima breweries called Single Hill. Good times. This coming Wednesday is Brewers Night Experience at Five Rights. So Ben Edmonds, the head brewer from Breakside, is bringing 2 barrel-aged beers up, and Five Rights brewed 2 barrel-aged beers. Kind of a science class, learn about stuff, small bites, paired, all that good stuff. And then this coming weekend at Five Rights, we've got the Clear Beer Festival. We've got 12 breweries, I believe.
Clear Beer
Festival? Brewed a clear beer.
There you go.
And $22 gets you 5 tasters in a glass. Rush River actually sent the beer up, so... Yeah, California's represented. I also think there's a Moonraker in there, too. So, yeah, you guys will be represented in the hood. Well, that's what we call Mario the hood. Anyways, guys, I just want to say thanks for everything you do. You guys make my drive day mornings when I usually listen to the show. Wonderful. You guys are the best. Rad Stacy is pretty rad, you know. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Donnie does not want to be specific about the Pacific Northwest. He's just like, I just love the whole Pacific Northwest. I just want to represent the whole freaking thing.
It's all mine.
From
to a Pacific point.
From the Oregon coast to the I wonder if they consider Idaho Pacific Northwest still, or is that just like they're like no.
I know it does not seem right.
They're like no, man, Idaho. You're not part of this.
It's
shit.
Midwest,
Oregon, and Washington. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know, because even when I was in Oregon, people call Western Idaho. Well, no, they call Eastern Oregon Western Idaho. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Wow. Like they consider Eastern Oregon to be part.
Not
of
Not even
Idaho,
Oregon. So, all of yeah. Oregon is.
So that was interesting, but the politics of the Pac Northwest.
Oh man, I could go all day about that.
I love gold.
I just opened up a beer from Guessu Wazoo. A collab between, oh my gosh, does it get much better than this? Urban Roots and Beechwood Brewing.
Yeah.
Steely Jam, a West Coast IPA with Strata and Mosaic hops. If this isn't good, then beer is over.
Well,
there's a lot riding on this beer because
pins and needles.
You're gonna
have 500. We could quit anytime.
You're gonna have this two major league breweries and Mosaic Hop West Coast IPA. I mean, if it's not good, then what are we doing? Like what is everyone doing? Not we in the show. Like, what is everyone doing?
Everybody.
All right.
Whoa.
I gotta get my palate ready. You haven't heard that, Rad Stacey? Did you get that in your Canteon training? What is it?
Cicerone?
Yeah. Canteon, Cicerone training.
Canteon. You know,
same thing. All right. I'm ready. I'm gonna have it. Here we go. Let's see if beer is gonna survive this.
Get your nose in it first. Big old
sorry,
man.
I had to drink. I have no patience. It's a little thin.
No.
No, it's good though. It's good though. It's good. It's all right. It's fine. Everyone.
Everybody,
we can continue.
Right.
I'm underwhelmed.
I'm not overwhelmed though.
Have I told you socks my Canteon story?
I don't not
Since
yet.
You mentioned Canteon.
Go ahead. Give us a Canteon story. We like stories.
Yeah. Well, I went to Belgium with New Belgium as part of my 5-year trip.
Ooh.
Away,
yeah, they sent us there. Like
now,
I
think is that what
do
the
it.
New Bel New Belgium's name is?
The pilgrimage to Old Belgium.
Is yeah, there some sort of actual tie to Belgium, or is that just a name?
Absolutely. Wait, have I never told this story?
Maybe. I've forgotten.
Probably.
It's been
like
28
ADHD around
28 years ago. Brad Stacey.
Yeah, you have to go to the aughts episodes to hear about the New Belgium. So Jeff Liebisch went on a bike ride through Belgium on a mountain bike, and everyone was asking him what the deal was with his fat tire bike. His fat tire. So that's where that name came from.
Wow. Belgium was so they just had not seen a mountain bike tire before. They're like, what
they had not just
we're
road,
like what
yeah,
the fuck
bikes.
Are you doing, man?
They thought he was weird as fuck because he like literally flew his bike over there and they were like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, people only rode road bikes there.
Like, we only ride road bikes here. I don't know what Belgium accent sounds like, so
it doesn't sound like that, but I don't remember.
We only ride
like
slim tires here.
The slim, you have these fat tire.
Your tire is so
fat.
Fat
tire bicycle.
Your tire has been eating American food, no?
So he went back twice, and the second time he went, he actually smuggled yeast back to the U.S. secretly.
Wow.
And I know where he got the yeast from, but I'm not going to disclose that because I was sworn to secrecy. Because
customs would lower the hammer on that motherfucker.
It's out there. You can Google it. It's out there. But I won't be the one to put it out on blast. But yeah, he smuggled, I'm not going to say smuggled. He brought some files of yeast back, and that is where Fat Tire was.
Let God judge him.
The very first beer that was ever made, though, was Abbey.
Wow. But
it was too robust for the American palate. Wow. They were like, what the fuck is this? This is too much. So then he made Fat
This Tire. Is too robust.
It's too crazy.
Like, damn it.
So then Fat Tire was born. But yeah.
His partner at the time was like, I told you it was too robust. Well, I thought everyone could handle it. What did I say the whole time you're brewing it, man? It's too robust.
So now we make the Belgian Pale, and that is what Fat Tire is, or was. It was. It's not.
We just ended it right earlier, an hour ago. Fat Tire ended an hour ago. You heard it here on the internet. Thank God for the internet. You would have no idea when Fat Tire ended. It just ended right now.
It is. I haven't even pissed it out yet. It hasn't ended quite yet. I have not.
Well, has it completed its story? But yeah,
it's still in we're there in the percolating.
Yeah, it's that's just the post credits.
Stacey died because she wouldn't let it out.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. I will die with this beer. She's dead.
It's mine forever.
Clutching the belly.
So that's the story. It does have real ties to Belgium. Wow. The actual yeast came from Belgium. So yes, that's it.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore. They're Budweiser now, right? They work for Budweiser? Yeah.
No. Lion Little World.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sure. Kirin Ichiban.
Sure. Kirin. Well, Ichiban. I'll have a Kirin when I'm having sushi. I'll have a Kirin, but no fucking way I'll have a fucking New Belgium there because I only drink indie beer.
That's right. Well,
I would like to make it.
But I'll order a Kirin, no problem. I'm like, yeah, let me have a Kirin. Well, we have New Belgium. No, fuck you. I'm not drinking the New Belgium.
No, I always say that is what I'm drinking. Like I make it really weird. I order a Kirin, and then they're like, "Here you go," and I say, "Can I get a glass?" And they give me a glass, and then I say, you know, I just love to support New Belgium. And then they are like, you're fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows what I'm talking about.
White lady, you got to
go. I know what I'm talking about, so it's fine.
They say that at the sushi restaurant? They're like, you're fucking weird.
No, it's the look. I know what the you're fucking weird look is.
And those Edo Ya waitresses that have been there for 50 years.
It's true. And that is actually where I go to order.
Yes.
Kirin.
Yes. There's two waitresses at Edo Ya. They're mostly in the restaurant part, not the teppanyaki part. And they have been there since Fresno existed.
They're like, my horse died here. They're like, and this is where
they're like, I can tell you all the history of Fresno, but what sushi order do you want?
Yeah.
And which craft Kirin you want.
Yeah.
How far did the underground tunnels go?
Yeah. Never mind. I forgot.
Wait. You want to take the underground tunnel to Edo Ya, you guys?
Yeah. It's all the way from downtown to
Edo Ya. Oh, is that how you not wait in lines?
Yeah. I mean, you heard it here.
I love when they do local references on the Perfect Pour. Yeah. That's great, hon.
That's what gets us 5 stars.
Keep listening to your podcast. I will. I love it when they do references. I have no idea what they're talking about. It's the best part.
I can't wait to go to Fresno and eat it.
I can't wait. I'm going to go to the and have the sushi and ask about underground tunnels.
There's a tunnel you have to take to get to Edo, yeah. Lord. Okay, God. What's the next voicemail?
Turtle
Pound. Yeah. Oh, voicemail. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. You've been here 3 weeks and you're keeping us on track? What's going
three
on?
3 weeks? Oh, yeah. It's like six.
Yeah, it's been like freaking 80 years, it feels like.
80 years. Have you not been here since episode one? What the hell?
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Not driving. So, hey, I have not only have I not listened to the latest show, I'm still listening to the show before that, but I'm past the mid part. I'm like 30 minutes left on the show before the latest show. So I'm trying to catch up here, but something just came to mind. And my last voicemail, I was talking about how I couldn't figure out how to get the wrapper off the Humble C cans. Mm-hmm. I figured it out. So it doesn't wrap all the way around, and it's kind of transparent. So their cans are all printed with the same color and the turquoise band on the top that says Humble C and all that. And if you feel around, you can find the edge of the sticker, but it doesn't go all the way around like most of them do. So you got to find the edge of the sticker, and you can peel it off. So I figured it out, and now I can make sure those cans get recycled. I'm like Captain Planet up in here. I'm like an eco warrior.
Yeah,
I am such a good person. Well, anyway,
yeah.
Keep up the great work, and I'm recycling.
Scotty B, environmentalist Scotty B, likes to call in once in a while. Our resident environmentalist
Scotty. How many? B. I want to know how many times he had to go around the can to find the edge.
Oh my God, I can't find it. It's like call that. Back in, you know when you get a new roll of toilet paper and you can't find where the open it up at? It's like, wait, where the hell is the seam?
Or you're like peeing like super late at night and it's dark and you're just like, oh God, wait, well, you don't do that. But yeah, if you're whatever.
No, I never pee late at night. Oh yeah, I don't need toilet paper.
You don't need toilet paper when you pee.
I just do it.
Well, I'm a speak for yourself. I mean,
I'm a man. I like to sit down.
You don't know how I pee.
I sorry, like to sit down and enjoy myself. I like to enjoy myself when I'm on the need to be. I just sit down and relax.
Stay seated for the entire performance, yeah. Please.
Keep your arms, hands, legs, elbows.
Hey guys, this is BA Cyclone checking in from Iowa.
Iowa.
Beautiful day here in Iowa. Blue skies, sunny weather, warming up. Happy for spring. I've got some chilly mornings, but the afternoons and evenings are warming up really nice. Great season now for getting out in the patio, yes, drinking some beer.
Finally.
Maybe growing some meat.
Fucking patio.
And all the fun really beer activities, meat. Getting out on the porch in the evening, hopefully soon. Got that porch cleaned up a couple weeks ago. It's ready to go for porch beers. So really excited for that in the springtime. Here in Iowa, we're watching all the farmers getting the planters in the fields, planting corn and soybeans mostly. So that's an exciting time for everybody as well. Just a great time to be living in Iowa, seeing everything come back to life from our long winter. Feels like it's been way too long. Excited for just today's Wednesday. Tomorrow is the NFL draft, first round. So excited for that, seeing who my Kansas City Chiefs pick up. In the draft.
They don't need anybody.
Here Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That'll be an exciting time of the year for us football geeks, too. So that's right around the corner. I did send you guys a care package. Should have it by the end of this week.
Nope.
Not time for this podcast, of course. But, yeah, there's a couple hazies in there for you, Mikey.
No.
For the other two... partners in crime you got there. I've got some amber lagers and pilsners. Yes. One pilsner and one pilsner. I found a German pilsner for you. Rad, Stacy. So hopefully you guys all find something you like in there. Not really stout season, so tough break for you there, Nick. I'll try and find something for you next time.
Not stout
season. There's a couple what you call American IPAs or something like that. There's some clear beers I can find that I'll get in the next package for you there, Nick, but
couldn't
get it this time. One last thing. I think I read or heard on maybe a different podcast, Mikey, the Oakland A's, I don't know how certain it is, but it sounds like they're strongly moving towards moving geography, picking up sticks and moving to Las Vegas.
No.
I don't know how sad that makes you or if that's a big deal for you, but maybe that just means more road trips to go see your team in Las Vegas. So curious what you think about all that. That'd be pretty rough, I guess, if probably road tripping to Oakland is a lot easier for you than going to the Las Vegas, but I don't know, maybe that's more fun for you. I don't know, we'll see.
Takes the same amount of time.
Just checking what you think about that. Otherwise, check those dates. Keep up the great work, guys. And catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
Iowa.
So
I'm driving.
Let's get something straight, though. Stout doesn't have a season.
Oh, Nick. See, you and Nick are just little peas in a pod over there.
No season.
See, I did not train her to say that either.
Yeah, you did. Come on. I don't know. You guys are texting and say stout season.
Say this right now.
Say there's no stout season. So say stout season's all seasons.
All stout all the time. Exactly.
the A's news there. Not good. I'm a lifelong Oakland A's fan since I was a little, 8-year-old.
It just rolls off the tongue.
I was just going to say that, Vegas A's doesn't really
The ownership. We've had this owner for a while now, and he's horrible. The worst kind of sports team owner, because you can't run a sports team like a normal business. You have to have some sort of heart. A baseball team, especially a baseball team, sports team in general, but especially a baseball team, is very much like the indie brewery, craft beer kind of vibe. Like, it's like, yeah, some rich guy owns your team, but you can't run it like a business totally. You have to have some heart in it. And just like you can't run a craft... Yeah, a craft brewery is a business. You understand there's business stuff you got to do, but there's some heart to it. And the A's owner is the owner of the Gap and Old Navy, who inherited it from his parents. He didn't do shit. He just fucking inherited the Gap and the Old Navy. So he bought the A's at one point. And so he's been like the cheapest motherfucker owner this whole time. And
have you been to the Gap?
Right. And the A's stadium is the biggest piece of shit in sports, the Coliseum. And they've been trying, the city of Oakland they've been trying to put together a thing to make a new stadium on the port. And the Oakland ownership has just been a big piece of shit about it and been threatening to go to Las Vegas for years. And so finally they bought land off the strip in Las Vegas and said, we're moving to Las Vegas. And so now that's in motion, and the city of Las Vegas actually has to approve because they want to have 500 million dollars, something like 50 million, a lot of millions of dollars from the government in Las Vegas.
Easily 500,000.
Like 55 bucks, like $5,500, just like some change.
Yeah.
So it might fall through, but yeah. So I'm very upset about. The owner is like just a big. It's like if AB InBev owned your favorite team, and you're just like, how do I, imagine if Budweiser was an indie brewer, but had this big piece of shit owner that was super corporate, but and you're just like, do I just keep drinking this beer or do I just abandon it altogether? So this is where I'm at right now as far as an A's fan. Do I just walk away and just say I can't support anything because of this terrible owner? Or do I just stay with it because I've been a fan for 40 years? So I'm in a big Ian Flux of an A's baseball Ian fan. Flux.
So I will say that the very first step to disappointment is having heart in anything.
Yeah,
so,
this is true.
I'm sorry, but that's really...
So pull out now. Just save yourself.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna stay an A's fan or if I'm gonna find a new team or what. But I'm definitely in a bit of a baseball flux. So there you go. That's a tangent for you.
Virtual.
Thanks everyone for calling to the show and giving us the voicemails and the whatnots and so forth. And all my batteries. All right, we're getting in the let's step it up mode. My batteries are low.
Is your battery going dead?
Yeah. Double time. Let's go.
How about a little?
Come on, you're a military wife, Brad Stacy. Come on, let's go. Double time.
I met him long after he was done with all that
shit,
so
less moving around, same bullshit.
Right. Exactly.
Nick, what did you drink last week? The Nick 80 on Untappd, who probably didn't check anything in this week.
Bullshit. I checked in Shaka from Port/Fremont Brewing.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, and Future Flavor from Liquid Gravity. And Roger B. says, what will it taste like?
What will it taste like? Yeah. Future. Oh, I get it. There's the dad humor.
Dad jokes. The dad jokes. Other than that, they were all repeats. I had a therapist from Dust Bowl. I feel like I'm pulling a fast one on the market when I mix in a therapist in my mixed six pack to save 10%.
Well, hey, man, that's how you get them. That's how you get the man.
You guys don't even know.
But like, hey, if you're not going to pay attention to details, I'm gonna get you.
Like, yeah, I got a triple 10% off. I tried to find another parabola to taste these notes that Red Stacey was talking about.
Yes,
and they were out.
Okay, Sam's I gotta find some
parabola
because we're going to the festival, right? Was that next Thursday? When is that? Do I need to put that on my calendar? When is that? What the fuck's going on?
Oh, the Fig Garden Village Festival.
Oh, the fig?
It's the 11th, right?
Is
the
it
fig,
a
yes?
Is it a fig? One. Is it a fig gig kind of thing?
No,
I think this is a standalone.
Wait, is it a Saturday or like a Thursday?
It's a Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. it's a Thursday, huh?
Hmm. And it's $45. I somehow missed that part.
Yeah, it's kind of pricey.
Did they not see that? I'm not paying that.
Do they know?
Media.
Yeah, good luck you contacting the Fig Garden Village Craft Beer Festival and saying, I'm media. See what happens.
Watch me.
All right, I'll watch.
I'll watch.
Oh, it's Jack Urban Eats involved? Yeah, I got this on.
Do you know any Out of the Barrel people?
Yeah, of course. And the Jack's people too.
They're involved, so you might get away with something.
Might.
Yeah. Oh, you'll get away.
Yeah. Watch me sneak the fuck in. I'm not $45.
Are you kidding me?
$45.
What are they trying to pay for?
Beer.
You
got to get that Venice Extension crowd.
Eateries.
So it says here that 100% of the proceeds are going to Habitat. Is that Habitat for Humanity?
No, just Habitat.
The Habit.
The habit.
Around the corner. Okay.
The habit's going to get all the profits.
Hey, and they want you to know that it's a limited capacity event, so make sure to get your tickets.
Not every Tom, Dick, and dumb shit gets to come.
Right. Well, this Tom, Dick, and dumb shit is getting in for free. I'm telling you right now.
No Clovens is what you're saying.
Yeah. No dipshit Clovens. They get enough craft brew festivals. You know when a festival says brew, when there's no brewing involved, and a festival's like the brew fest, you know it's bad.
Yeah.
Like when they're brew. Oh, it's gonna be a big brew fest. Like, no.
Like there's a brew off?
Yeah, no, I'm not involved in that. Whenever they use brew fest, bad.
Have you read this description? Because it's pretty funny. It says sample some of your favorite craft beer from over 10 local breweries. So 11.
Over 10?
Yeah, 11 are going to be there.
Yeah.
They're like, there's 11. The copywriter is like, there's 11 breweries. Well, we'll say over 10.
We'll say over 10.
They want you to bask in the cool spring evening air with live music and great conversation. Cannot guarantee great conversation. Let me fucking tell you this right now.
If Brad Stacey's going to be there.
90 degrees and 65% humidity.
Well, I mean, great conversation is going to be guaranteed if I'm there, but I am not going to be on the receiving end of it. I'm going to be giving it.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. It's for the perfect night out. Mm-hmm. This cannot be guaranteed. Like, calling all craft beer enthusiasts.
This is the perfect night out. Honey, we're having the perfect night out. I know, right?
So this is the inaugural Craft Brew Fest benefiting Habitat for Humanity. Yeah.
Well, at least they didn't say first annual.
I'm enjoying. If we go, I'm going to, at some point, very loudly go, I'm enjoying my craft brew. This is a great craft brew. How are you enjoying your craft brew?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I am now starting a bet. I'm now starting a, what do you call that? A book. How long before Mikey gets us kicked out?
Hey, I want to be the first and only person to ever get kicked out of the inaugural Big Garden Village Craft Brew Fest.
It's only $20 if you want to be a sober driver.
Perfect.
That's always the fucked up thing. Like, oh, sober driver tickets, only $20. What the fuck? Why am I spending $20 to get in there and not drink alcohol?
Plus a $3 convenience fee.
What?
$23 I've got to spend so I can watch a bunch of drunks have fun.
And so guess how long it goes for? Guess from when to when.
It's from 6 to 8 p.m.
5 to 8. This is some bullshit. 5 to 8.
The golden hour of craft brew.
The gloaming of craft brew. Come on out. Guys, now I'm less sold on it. $45. Jeez Louise.
All right, we don't have to go.
I don't even know if I want to go for free.
We would literally
could just go on Friday and spend $45 on beer anyway.
We would literally be the only people there into craft beer.
Right. That's true.
Well, let's just go get some tall cans at Whole Foods and stay on the periphery with our little like park coolers
Turner Security would shut you the hell down. Like, not get out me. Of here.
Maybe you guys.
Did you pay? Wow. Hey, man, I'm having my brew. It's I'm an American having my brew, okay?
Isn't anybody free anymore to do what they want?
Can't I be free to drink my brew?
This is my woke blogger.
First of all, what we do is we kind of walk around and see, like, what is it, wristbands that they're wearing? Is it lanyards? And then we just go get something that looks similar and just walk right in. Just go to Party City.
Do you have, like, a suitcase of all wristbands?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're that guy.
Maybe.
Oh, you're a pink with
blue. What are they using? They're using the rubber wristbands? All right, I got you.
Actually, you know what I usually do is I have all of my business cards from all the breweries that I've worked at. And I just go like, I'm with the band. Like, basically, I'm like, hey, I'm with this brewery. Hey. And they're like, oh, cool. I'm like, yeah. And I point at like some random person. I'm like, oh, yeah, Jimmy over there is waiting
for me. You
don't
want me to call your supervisor, do you?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. Your name's on the list. I'm like, no, let's check again.
Look, dude, David Walker's going to be here any minute.
Look, man.
He's going to come up there. He sees you not letting me in.
He's going to come up there with his Australian accent and make you look like a piece of shit. What you did? Not let this Rod Stacey in here.
Hey. Have you ever had a Firestone Walker elbow deep in your asshole? Because it's about to happen.
You're about to get your Walker Firestone. You ever had your Walker Firestone? Well, you're about to.
Nobody ever wants to find out. You like, again, say it with confidence and like they believe you. That's all.
All right. Rod Stacey, very quickly. We're in a bad battery situation here.
Shit,
emergency,
man, like
battery situation. What did you drink? Did you drink something this week?
I'm terrible. I did drink something this week, and it was at Gazebo Gardens, and it was a lager, and it's probably still on draft, but I don't remember who made it. And it was really great.
Do you think they ever kicked a keg on a lager?
Yes.
No.
More so than a DIPA. I'll tell you that.
Okay. You're what?
Don't talk about my DIPAs.
Like, listen, nothing harsh against DIPAs at all. It's just the wrong demographic.
Okay. Yeah, I go for the cans That's every all. Time. Yeah. Guaranteed freshness.
But it was really great, the lager that I had. So if it's still on tomorrow, tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. Or Friday, tonight, if you head out.
Yeah.
I think it was a half barrel. So
yeah.
And it's warm. Ooh. Cool yourself off. Mist yourself down with a nice local lager. It's really good.
A lager. Did they have a lager mister just running all the time? It's just misting lager in the air in the patio.
I wish, man. We would all just smell a little bit sulfury and weird, little band-aid-y. It'd
be really hard, really hard to explain to the officer that pulls you over after you
leave. I'm wafting.
Like,
wait.
Hey, man, they had misters logging. They had lager misters, man.
It's not my fault. They were recycling.
It's hand sanitizer.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't had anything really incredible, but it sounds like there's some incredible, awesome stuff coming to us. So if Mikey ever wants to, you know, drop any of that shit off,
I just keep it in the fridge
or
and
meet
just
somewhere.
I just like to look
let's
at
meet
it.
Outside the Fig Garden Beer Fest and exchange beer while meet. Looking inside and winking.
Exchange meetup, wow. Meetup exchange.
That's right. Hey, is there a beer fest going on here today?
We're like, yeah, we'll be like,
what are you doing here? What? You want to come to ours? It's 25.
Yeah, we'll just be exchanging like amazing beers and be like, oh my, are you guys having a brew fest? We're having our own brew fest.
Yeah. Ours is benefiting Habitat for Perfect Poor Manity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's exactly right.
Oh, are you enjoying a brew fest? Any other or any other beers you wanted to share, Nick or Nick?
Saving haze season. Drinkers one at a time.
That's right. I had a Pacifico earlier too, but that's
Boo.
I know. I was thirsty and it was cold.
I needed to hydrate. I got a Pacifico.
I needed to hydrate, cleanse my palate.
Yeah. I had a friend that was not Wazoo Corvette. Go to Urban Roots this week, and he brought me back some Urban Roots because he was like, hey, man, I'm going through Sacramento up to Tahoe. What brewery should I stop at in Sacramento? I was like, oh, you should stop at Urban Roots. He's like, all right. And he stopped at Urban Roots with his girlfriend. They had a great time, had really good food, really good beer. And he was like, oh, I got to get Mikey some beer. And his girlfriend's like, yeah, get Mikey some beer. So
yeah.
So my nice urban lady. My Urban Roots Reco earned me a 4-pack of Urban Roots. So I got Urban Roots pile nice. Of kittens,
which
and it has a on
Is
the
it a mountain?
It's a pretty awesome label that has a like a noodle bowl with kittens in the noodles, and like it's just like it's a ramen bowl with kittens.
Meowcaroni. I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can, and you are.
Yeah. So it's just wonderful and all around. And then that the juice, you know, the slice they do like it's like slice. But that's a juice. I'll listen back tomorrow. I'm sure it's hilarious. Urban Root, the Love Your Roots IPA had that.
Love Your Roots.
And I had some other beers, but we'll worry about that later. It's time for some.
Can I say I had my first weirdo on Untappd?
Your first weirdo?
Yeah, I know.
No. I'm still waiting for mine.
There's no weirdos.
Yeah, he was weird. He was like, hey, come visit me on the East Coast. And I'm like, yeah.
Why not?
No Fontana Jim.
No, it definitely was not Fontana Jim.
Wait, Fontana Jim moved to the East Coast?
It started, the message started out with, I see you're new here.
Wow.
I'm so new. Super new.
Oh, it was like an Untappd weirdo. It wasn't a Perfect Pour listener weirdo?
No, it was an Untappd weirdo. Definitely not a Perfect Pour weirdo. Yeah, it started out innocent enough, and it was like, what do you like to do?
He sounded just like that, too. It's like, what do you
Well,
you
I like read do, it in that tone.
Do you like, you know? Do you like doing things? Do you like to do stuff?
Absolutely not.
I hate doing stuff.
Listen, I don't wait in lines.
You're all, hey, buddy, you sound really great, but I want to be straight with you right now. I don't wait in lines, okay? And I don't pay for anything. If you can deal with that, keep messaging me. If not, don't fucking do it.
Yeah, and then he asked me about my hobbies, and I said,
here we go.
I said, hobbies? What's that?
What's a hobby? I'm just a girl. I don't
know.
And
he said, come to the East Coast, and I'll show you. And I was like, hey.
We have many hobbies on the East Coast, such as bird watching and woodworking.
Show me your crab trap.
Woodworking.
Yeah. And nature ponds.
If you show me your crab trap, I'll show you mine. Yeah. Oh shit. Oh, and then he says, I've always wanted to go to Belgium, and I was like, bitch, I've been.
Bitch, I've been to Belgium.
I've been.
It would not like you there. Just want
to
let you know.
And he said, wow, you've been all over, and I was like, you have no idea. Because I like to string it along.
Yeah. You know? I was I don't know. He's gonna take that. Probably in a positive way, Rad Stacey.
Oh, of
he's
course.
He's not reading the sarcasm.
No, he's like, there's no sarcasm here. She is into me.
Out if it's a bot or not, you know.
No, I had this. I talked about this on the show a few years ago. Like, there's a couple. There's a couple of, you know, like the Instagram bot girls. Like they somehow made it onto the the Untappd somehow. So they'll do that. What are you up to right now? Like the first message they're sending you, you have no, they have like three followers and they're messaging you like, what are you doing right now? Like, I'm not doing anything.
Full frontal.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm doing dishes right now. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So this is how it started. This was really great. He said, you know, the East Coast has some great beer. And I said, I don't think so. And I said, you can't see through it. It can't be good.
Ooh, damn.
if you really think the East Coast has good beer, we can't. I was getting aroused until you said that, bro. And I'm like, nah, I'm out.
I see you're fairly new to the app. That's what it started.
You're all, yes, this new brew is new to me. All this brew, this craft brew.
I said, what app?
You're all, what's an app?
is this Tinder?
Oh my God. So fucking funny.
Did you ask him about how IPAs were named and why they're called IPAs?
No, but I think that's the next message I send him.
He's like, did you know why IPAs are called IPAs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the last message he sent me was finding new places is great. ... And then I left him on red on the 23rd. I was like,
What's the ... for? Like,
I don't
finding
know.
New places is great.
I wanted him to have like a better like presentation of like why I should like NEPAs. And he never got to it.
Damn it.
He's like, man, she's really making
me
work.
A serious conversation.
Yeah.
Not about it. Whatever.
Beerharmony.com.
Everyone else who's messaged me has been like real people, like Corey B and Wazoo.
Yeah.
So any dialized
talk, we're here for it.
Stylized. Yeah. I just like to say stylized.
All right. It's a computer program. Nick, you have some cheers.
Cheers. Because I'm doing Volkswagen-y stuff this weekend, I can think of no other than the Benj Clark. I hope he's doing well up in Santa Rosa, at the Charles Schultz Museum. Haven't heard from him in a while, but, you know, he's
up there running that Charles Schultz Museum. If you go to Russian River, you go to the homeland, the motherland, at the Russian River in Santa Rosa, make sure to talk to the Benj Clark. Over there at the Charles Schultz Museum. And now I would like to talk to you, the listener, because I was threatening about my phone dying, and it just died. And I have now lost contact with Rad Stacy and the Nick 80. And now it's just you and me. And that's not great. That's not a great situation. Cheers to you, the listener of the show. Really appreciate you listening all the way through to this point here in this deep into the second hour. Cheers to our golden gods. They give us money every month. They contribute to the show. Excuse me. It's very rude. I'm very rude. The whole show, I'm just very rude. I'm really just trying to make everyone laugh. I hope everyone gets that. The golden gods, they give us money every month and they pay for our bills, the podcasting bills. We really appreciate it. If you would like to be a golden god, patreon.com/perfectpoor, or there should be a link in the show notes or at perfectpoorpod.com. And if you are a golden god, you hear the tailgate. We reference the tailgate all the time. You get to hear that. So that's something. Friday night Zoom. On Friday night, listeners of the show get together on Zoom. Just cool people getting together on Zoom. And if you want to be a part of that, you can message us to see what the secret codes are for it. Or you can go on our Discord channel. We have a Discord channel, and that you should also be able to get to through the show notes. And you can see what the details are for the Friday night Zooms. You can hang out with Perfect Poor listener celebrities. And also to the Porum on Facebook and Hops_Hound. Anybody that talks about the show and shares the show with their friends, we really appreciate it. And just thanks for listening, man. We're just here to try to have fun with you And you guys give us a lot of joy, and we try to throw that back at you. So be safe out there. Have some fun. And before I do that, check your dates.